Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to pull you in a million directions. Today we're diving headfirst into something I know a lot of us struggle with. Creating healthy digital boundaries. Ever feel like your phone is practically an extension of your hand? Like you're glued to it, constantly scrolling, checking notifications, and feeling this weird mix of connection and emptiness all at the same time? You're not alone. We live in a hyper-connected world where being online feels mandatory, but let me tell you, that doesn't mean it has to rule our lives. So, how do we reclaim our digital space and create those healthy boundaries? Buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to change the game for you. 1. Recognize the cost. First things first, we gotta acknowledge the real cost of constant digital stimulation. It's more than just wasted time. It can impact your sleep, your focus, your relationships, and even your self-esteem. Think about it. How many times have you found yourself scrolling late into the night, sacrificing precious sleep for that dopamine hit from a like or comment? How often do you find yourself zoning out during conversations because your phone is buzzing in your pocket? Recognizing this cost is the first step to making a change. 2. Define your values. What's truly important to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, being present in the moment, or simply having some peace and quiet? Once you know what matters most, use those values as your guiding principles when setting digital boundaries. For example, if genuine connection is a top priority, maybe that means putting away your phone during dinner or actively engaging in conversations instead of just scrolling through social media. 3. Set realistic goals. Don't try to go cold turkey. Drastic changes rarely stick. Instead, start small and gradually build up your digital resilience. Maybe you decide to turn off notifications for non-essential apps, dedicate specific times for checking email and social media, or simply leave your phone in another room while you work on a project or engage in a hobby. 4. Embrace boredom. This one's tough for some, but trust me, it's a game changer. Boredom isn't the enemy, it's an opportunity. When you give yourself permission to be bored, your mind starts wandering, exploring new ideas, and getting creative. It's during these moments of quiet contemplation that we often have our most brilliant insights and breakthroughs. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. There will be slip-ups, days when you find yourself sucked back into the digital vortex. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that every step towards healthier digital boundaries is a victory. Let's talk about a real-world example, something you might be experiencing right now. Imagine you're at dinner with friends or family, but instead of truly connecting with them, you're constantly checking your phone. You glance at it during conversations, answer texts, and scroll through social media between bites. Sound familiar? This is a classic case of where healthy digital boundaries are crucial. The next time you find yourself in this situation, try leaving your phone in your bag or purse. Resist the urge to constantly check it. Engage fully with your loved ones, listen attentively, and savor the moment. You'll be amazed at how much richer those interactions become when you're truly present. Remember, friends, technology is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. By creating healthy digital boundaries, we reclaim our time, our attention, and ultimately, our lives. We become the masters of our digital world instead of letting it control us. So take action today, start small, set those boundaries, and watch your life transform. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear this message too. Until tomorrow, keep your mind quiet, your spirit bright, and your phone on silent when you need it to be. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.